It's a tricky thing to reach back across decades and remember exactly who we were then and what we believed. Take Cheryl McNamara, for example, who was 35 years old in 1980 and a registered Democrat. Ask what she remembers about that period, and the one thing that jumps to mind is inflation.
I could see it was just killing my father, for example, who worked for a much smaller company, who couldn't afford to raise their prices to match inflation. And so he couldn't afford to give the raises to people to match inflation. And so my value of my father's income was eroding.
McNamara is now 67 and lives in Willowbrook, Illinois, and will likely vote for Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. She remembers thinking Reagan could put the brakes on inflation and stop the government from meddling with prices. It's a message John Crow, an undecided voter who is now 72 and living in Wardensville, West Virginia, remembers too.
My main lean on Reagan was basically budgetary. I found much more compatibility with Reagan philosophy than I did with the Democratic philosophy.
But for both McNamara and Crow, there were other ideas that were starting to take root then. McNamara says her belief that the country had enough money to do right by all of its citizens was starting to falter.
As I grew older and reality set in and I realized that, you know, there isn't enough money in the world to just spend it any which way you wanted to.
At the time, my thinking about it was that the Democrats always wanted to get elected to give you something, and the Republicans always wanted to get elected reducing taxes. And I thought they were both wrong, and I didn't like a lot of the welfare policies, although I thought people needed help, but I thought Reagan had some better ideas about that.
If McNamara and Crow helped Reagan win the White House, there were other so-called Reagan Democrats who crossed over for his re-election in 1984.
In 1984, I was 39 years old. You would have seen a largish, active woman, very busy. Let's see, my daughter was 5 years old, and I had just gone to work part-time as a bookkeeper.
Penny Lockhart lives in the same modest home she lived in then, in the self-proclaimed garlic capital of the world, Gilroy, California.
My parents were both very active in Democratic politics, so when I voted for Ronald Reagan, it was a great shock to my family. And actually, my mother made me promise that I would not re-register as a Republican until she was dead.
Lockhart's mother was a junior college teacher, and her father managed a meat company. Lockhart started doing accounting work for local farmers and welders whose businesses were in distress.
At that point, I realized how hard it is to be a self-employed person and also how important it is to have people who give other people jobs.
Penny Lockhart, Cheryl McNamara, and John Crow don't remember much about President Reagan and Medicare. The years they would need the program were, after all, still decades away. Reagan had warned in a 1961 recording for the American Medical Association that Medicare would usher in an age of totalitarianism.
And pretty soon, your son won't decide when he's in school where he will go or what he will do for a living. He will wait for the government to tell him where he will go to work and what he will do.
But by the time he became president, those fears seemed to have subsided. Indeed, according to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, Reagan oversaw the expansion of Medicare to protect the elderly and disabled against what he called catastrophic health costs. It seems unlikely then to Penny Lockhart, who is now on Medicare and plans to vote for President Obama, that Reagan would find much in common with the Romney-Ryan plan. That plan would give future Medicare beneficiaries a fixed amount of money to buy coverage from private health plans or traditional Medicare.
I do not believe that if Mr. Reagan were around today, he would be on the same page as Mr. Ryan. I think that he would want changes to be made so things could continue as they were. I think of him as a really kind of a warm-hearted person, and I find it hard to believe that he would want everything privatized, to be honest.
I think it would be fine.
For her part, Cheryl McNamara says she can get behind the Romney-Ryan Medicare plan. She says the Republican proposal is similar to the Medicare Advantage plans that exist today that give private insurers a set fee to care for patients.
There's got to be a limit as to how much the government pays for this program. That people are going to have to, as a result, if the price keeps going up, you have to spread that cost around everybody who's in the program.
The cost of Medicare needs to be addressed, says John Crow, but he doesn't trust the free market to look out for seniors' best interests.
If you go to a voucher system, you can provide 20 insurance agencies, but they're going to say, whoa, we don't need this guy that's got a pre-existing condition, so they take the people without it or in good health, and so if they're not stopped from that, the people that need the most are getting the least because they can't afford the policy.
Crow's wife had received an operation on the day I spoke to him, paid for by Medicare. With her safely at home, he sounded almost wistful about the man he helped elect those many years ago.
Reagan recognized the problem with government, whether Congress or the problem with bureaucracy, but he also felt there was a role that government should play and had to play, and he was very proud of government.
Crow says Reagan's standard bearer is nowhere nearby. I'm Sarah Varney, Kaiser Health News.